Welcome to Gospel Living Made Awesome. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriages Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? A humorous guide to help you succeed in dating, and Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Thanks for joining us today. Now, I have been really bogged down on Sundays trying to edit and prepare this podcast to post, and Sunday is kind of supposed to be a day of rest, and so I've realized that maybe I should try shortening it a little bit so it'll be not such a big project. So I'm going to try to keep these down to 5 or 10 minutes, something like that, hopefully five, but we'll see how that goes. So we're going to dive right into it. We're going to talk about some scripture study methods, I'm sorry. Now, I'm something of a scripture study method-aholic. I love different scripture study methods. Now, so many people, you talk to them and they say, yeah, the way I read is I do such and such. And they say, oh, but I do it this way. And they kind of have a way that works for them. And if you've got a way that works for you, great, stick with it. Don't change. But if you're somebody that feels like you could use a little freshening up in your scripture study, here's some ideas that might help. Now, I do have a number of kinds of methods, including some semi-traditional type methods, resolution methods, question and answer methods, up and about methods, deep study methods, creative methods, and even some family scripture study methods. And within each of those categories, I have a number of different study methods that I use. But we're going to talk today about some self-discovery methods. So let's start. The first one I've got for you is cross-reference your patriarchal blessing. Okay, so get out your scriptures, plop them in front of you. Get out your patriarchal blessing and plop it in front of you. I use my computer for my scripture study all the time just because there's so much more you can do in terms of marking and searching and finding things quickly and so forth. Type up your patriarchal blessing. Get it typed up onto your computer. That way you can email it to yourself, have a backup and so forth. If you have it typed up, or once you have it typed up, go through it and cross-reference it. Put little reference tags, kind of like in the scriptures with the little A, B, C, D throughout, and maybe even put verses for it so that you can keep track of it a little better. And go through and find scriptures that remind you of different things that are said in your patriarchal blessing. Cross-reference with the scriptures, put in some quotes by general authorities, maybe even put some journal entries in. Do a personality profile on people in the scriptures. If you've ever heard of the Hartman personality profile, it's also known as the color code, with the red personalities, white personalities, blue and yellow personalities, or the five love languages, or any number of personality profiles. Run a personality profile on Nephi, on Ammon, on Shiz, on anybody in the Book of Mormon. I think you'll find some interesting things about the characters, and do as much studying as you need to find out what exactly their personalities are. Do a scriptural character personality profile of yourself. Have you ever seen those silly Facebook apps that say, which Chronicles of Narnia character are you? And you do this silly little 5-question test, and it says, oh, you're Lucy, you know, or whatever. Well, try doing one of those, make up, and take it a little more seriously than a Facebook app would, and try to figure out which Book of Mormon character are you most like. Go through the scriptures, read about their personalities, find out how they react to different situations, what their emotional responses are to things, and see if you can find which scripture character matches you best. Create a top 10 favorite scripture list. Now, most people have a favorite scripture, maybe even 2 favorite scriptures. Well, go through the scriptures and carefully decide on 10 favorite scriptures. The reason I say 10 is because that's a challenge. It's hard to pinpoint it down to one, and if you've got that one figured out, well, take some time and figure out the rest of the 10. And then consider why you rank some over others. It's just a great way of kind of connecting with the scriptures. Create a top most challenging scripture list. Now, this can be very difficult and challenging because what you're wanting to do is go through the scriptures and find the ones that you have the hardest time accepting. You know, maybe there's a verse that talks about plural marriage. Or maybe there's a scripture that talks about your weaknesses as being your strength. Something that when you read it, you're kind of like, ugh. Find the scriptures that are most difficult for you to accept and then delve into them and study those topics until you feel comfortable with those scriptures. You might even find that many of them turn out to be, in the end, your favorite scriptures when they may have been your least favorite before. New favorite verse, all right? And this is our last suggestion for today. If you have a favorite scripture, like we said, go through the scriptures and try to challenge it. Try to find a scripture that you like more. And if you find one that's close, study deep into it so you can see, well, is there more into this that I can read into this so that it can push it over the top and make this my new favorite scripture? The reason I think this is a great idea is because you're digging for deeper meaning into the scriptures. It's a fun way of doing that. And if it doesn't work right away, start at the beginning of the Book of Mormon and reread the whole thing and looking for a new favorite verse. And then if that doesn't do it, go through the New Testament, Pearl of Great Price, the Doctrine and Covenants. And if you still haven't found it, go through the Old Testament. There are really some fabulous scriptures there. So that is it for today. Nice and short, sweet, and to the point. Thanks so much for joining us again. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? And Giraffe Tracks. You can see the notes from this podcast at the website, which is gospellivingmadeawesome.com, all one word. And also, if you'd like to invite me to do a fireside in your ward or your stake, your youth, young adults, singles ward, seminary, institute, whatever, go to gospellivingmadeawesome.com and click on Firesides. Join us again next week for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome.